This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Vanilla. I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare man.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. There, man. This is just total madness coming from the Democrat Party right now. I mean, you got to wonder what these people are on and where you can get some for a good time. Listen to what Democrat Senator Jeff Merkley said on CNN, why he doesn't like a border wall.
Yeah, border security, including fencing, is I've been down on the border. I've seen the fencing. You can see through it. In fact, the Border Guard itself says a concrete wall is an absolute mistake. They say the Border Guard needs to be able to see what's going on the other side, that the wall doesn't stop any bad things from happening. It just makes it impossible for the folks on our side to see what's developing and makes it more difficult for them. So we're not going to fund a fourth-century strategy easily defeated that makes life more difficult for security. So here's a president who's claiming he wants a wall for security, but it does the opposite. Why should we fund that? That makes no sense at all, and we're not going to do it.
You know, I had a realization about faux progressivism that I wish I had the time in the segment to explain to Mr. Merkley here. But did you hear that, folks? We got to be able to see what's on the other side of the wall. So, like, this idea is just no good. So just toss this idea out the window. I can't see what's on the other wall. On the other side, it's not like there's a camera that I could use to do that, you know. But so we just got to throw that. It's a fourth century thing, you know. But that's so ridiculous. But here is a fake Beto O'Rourke. Oh, this one's even more rich. Listen to why Beto doesn't want the wall.
The number of people dying at the U.S.-Mexico border.
Dying.
In some years has grown. And in some years has grown because it's connected to that wall.
The wall that doesn't exist.
That pushes people who are at their most desperate and vulnerable.
The wall is now pushing
people. Inhospitable stretches of the Chihuahuan desert, trying to come here for safety or to join their family or to work a job that they were called to, that they can feed their family with
called
the paycheck
to by who?
From.
You call them?
Let me read you some numbers. This is never part of the conversation about walls and security, and it must be going forward. In the year 1998, 263 human beings died on the U.S. side of the U.S.-Mexico border trying to cross into this country.
Yeah, okay, so don't come here.
2010,
the risk they took.
365. The wall in this area was built in 2006, 2007, and 2008. So even though total crossing attempts had decreased, number of deaths went up.
Yeah, because we want to keep people out. The wall's not killing anybody. They're coming on a journey that ends up killing them. I mean, it's sad. I don't want anybody to die. But, you know, it's not exactly a good idea to travel thousands of miles to a country that's not going to let you in. But here's one last one, another one. Listen, I mean, these people are insane. Listen to clip 10 from MSNBC.
This is an ongoing problem with this administration, is that they continue to pivot, and the irresponsible way in which they have been treating migrants, people that are considered refugees at our southern border. They murdered this child. They murdered the 18-month-old little girl that died a few days after they released her back in June, and they murdered many other children, and they're separating families, and they must be held accountable.
The dehydration, severe dehydration like this cannot be dealt with just water. Yet they are out there destroying the water supplies that Good Samaritans put out there for people who find themselves in these situations.
I mean, look, if I have to combat that, if I have to intellectually try to discuss and debate that, I mean, that is just idiocy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Insanity from the Democrat Party right now. I mean, oh my gosh. And just you wait until the 116th Congress is sworn in that will feature Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House. Alexandra Cortez is going to be out there.
Oh.
Boy, that is going to be fun. But here's what I'm going to say about the Democrats and their border wall and this whole notion that it's progressive to not want borders, or it's progressive to, you know, just have an open border policy. Or if you really want to go to the hippy dippy stuff, you know, there are no borders. It's just a man-made line, bro. Like, it's all fake stuff, man. There's not really a border. I'm a human. You can't tell me where I can walk on earth, man. It's a free world. It's progressive. So there's this weird notion that that thought is somehow original and progressive. Like, you're the first genius to realize that there's not an actual line at the border. Like, whoa, dude, you're so smart. But that's what they actually think. And these progressives actually think that it's progressive to have open borders, progressive to realize that there's not an actual line in the dirt, progressive to realize that it's, yeah, a man-made concept to have a country and a border. Yes, you're right. Yes, that's all man-made. Exactly. And so there's this notion, this thought that it's original and progressive to go against that, when that is actually regressive. You think you're the first hippie to realize there's no actual line at the border? You think you're the first liberal progressive to realize that a country and a border is a man-made concept? Wow, you really think you're that smart, don't you? You really think that you're that original? No, my friends. People realized that a long time ago. And you know what happened when they tried to progress with that concept in the modern age? They realized that's not so progressive after all. And we need to have borders. And we need to have sovereignty. And we need to have laws. Because man is crazy. And man is desperate. And they will invade your country and destroy your sovereignty and destroy your prosperity if you don't protect it. And having a border is one of the foundations. And so all of these arrogant, full of you-know-what, fake liberals that are not liberals but leftists, they think they're so smart because they smoked a joint and ate a mushroom and thought, whoa, man, borders are fake. I'm so progressive. I'm in Silicon Valley. I got my designer drugs. A border is just a man-made concept, man. You can't tell a human he can't walk on this land. That's so regressive, that's so archaic, that they don't even realize it. But it's their own arrogance. It's that they get high off of their own fart, and they think they're so progressive and so original that that thought's never been had before. No, we've already been down that road. We've already done that experiment. And you know what we found? It didn't work. So we built walls and we created countries. And then we found the West and created self-government and self-reliance. And the only way to protect that was to have a border and national sovereignty. But now all these airhead leftists come around and they think they're God's gift to Earth because a border is not progressive, man, when it actually is progressive. It's one of the first progressions of civilization. So modern day progressives are the most regressive people on Earth. But I think I've pontificated enough on that. So let's go ahead and open up the phone lines. 1-877-789-ALEX, 1-877-789-2539. And I'll just say, as a topic of discussion, where do you think we're at right now when I'm talking about the Civil War going on inside the White House, the Cold Civil War, and the battle between globalism and nationalism? Or we'll do an open line type of thing, and you can call and talk about anything. So opening up the phone lines now, 1-877-789-ALEX. But again, it's the same thing where the left and the quote-unquote progressives get in charge of all these schools and the colleges and the high schools and the public education. And what happens? IQ goes down. Quality of education goes down. Everything goes down. And now just roll the B-roll, clip five, guys. Millennials lacking life skills are now signing up for classes designed to teach them the basics. You know, it's, you know, cooking, cleaning, and it's true. Most people just have no idea. You just use the iPhone, you order from Amazon. I remember, though, I was in downtown St. Louis some years ago, and my friend caught a flat tire. I believe I was in high school at the time, and none of us knew how to fix the flat. And, like, we're out there stranded, right, until you wait for help. And it's like, that should be something you know how to do. Now, I ended up, after that, learning the hard way, and I had to fix a flat since then. But it was funny because we're all standing there and we're in a kind of seedy area of St. Louis. And some guy comes up, and this is actually a homeless individual just walking by in St. Louis to tell you a lot about some type of people you wouldn't expect. He comes up, literally fixes the whole flat tire, gets the jack out of the car, jacks it up, fixes it, like in 5 minutes. And is like, hey, you know, a little something for that. We gave him like $50 or something. Quicker than the towing company, smarter than all of us when it comes to fixing the tire. So again, but that's the progressive education system that doesn't teach you any basic survival instincts. It teaches you how to racially identify people and politically identify people, obsessed with identity politics, obsessed with all this fake history that just points out who's a victim and who's the oppressor. So now you got all of these warped minds that can't even figure out what the hell's going on in the world anymore. Totally just diluted with garbage, diluted with the crap entertainment industry, diluted with the garbage on television, diluted with the garbage in schools, diluted with the fake left progressive agenda. And then they can't cook a meal. They don't know how to pay taxes. They don't know how to fix a car. And believe me, I'm not sitting here bragging like I'm some example of this. I'm part of this generation. But I mean, compared to the average fop out there that probably couldn't even turn on a grill without burning themselves. So that's this funny thing out there. I'm not sure where this was from KDKA. Millennials are lacking life skills. Yeah, and then there's just some like some crazy stat about people my age being out of shape. Some other crazy stat about some percentage of the United States population that doesn't even do a minute of exercise every day. So that's what's going on there. All right, so I'm going to take phone calls when we come back. In this short break, please go to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of huge Christmas specials. You still have 2 days to order from InfoWarsStore.com and get your gifts for Christmas. So if you order before December 18th, we guarantee to be shipped by Christmas Eve. Huge specials right now. I got to say, look, again, Santa likes to bring gifts for the family. And those are gifts that the whole family benefits from, and it's good for the house. I think Santa, right now, this is a message to Santa. I know Santa's a big listener of the Alex Jones Show. So, Santa, if you're looking for some of those family gifts, the Alexa Pure air filter, the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter, half off at InfoWars Store, big discounts on our water filters, too, the Alexa Pure water filter. So, Santa, the perfect family gift has to be clean air and clean water from InfoWarsStore.com. So, Santa's looking for that last-minute gift for the family and the house. You can give the gift of clean air and clean water with air filters and water filters from InfoWarsStore.com. When we come back, we're going to start taking your phone calls right here on the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer filling in on a Sunday. We'll be right back.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are trying to open up the phone lines right now, but we are having an issue with those phone lines. So we're going to try to get that corrected and open up the phone lines here on a Sunday Alex Jones show before we sign off in 40 minutes. In the meantime, though, let me just go to President Trump's Twitter just from today, where he has tweeted out a bunch of information. Let's begin with this morning. A real scandal is the one-sided coverage, hour by hour, of networks like NBC and Democrat spin machines like Saturday Night Live. It is all nothing less than their unfair news coverage and Democrat commercials. Should be tested in courts. Can't be legal. Only defame and belittle. Collusion. Absolutely right. Of course, these are not news networks. These are not entertainment shows. These are Democrat globalist propaganda wings. So where are all the missing texts between fired FBI agents Peter Strzok and the lovely Lisa Page, his lover? Just reported that they have been erased and wiped clean. What an outrage as the totally compromised and conflicted witch hunt moves ever so slowly forward. Want them. Oh. Now, if you understand how Trump parallel constructs his counterattacks against the deep state, as I reported last week, they already have these texts. So Trump is now letting you know he knows that Mueller erased these texts, total destruction of justice, and he wants those texts, but of course, he already has them. Remember, Michael Cohen only became a rat after the FBI did something which was absolutely unthinkable and unheard of until the witch hunt was illegally started. They broke into an attorney's office. Why didn't they break into the DNC to get the server or crooked Hillary's office? So this is just along the same lines where Michael Cohen decided to lay in bed with the globalists and the deep state and Mueller and Obama and Clinton, putting his faith in them to give him the easiest ride in this cold civil war, instead of putting his chips in Trump's corner and his chips in America's corner, like Flynn did, like Manafort did, like Corsi did, like Stone did, like Alex Jones did. So Mueller just became a cuck, basically. He's a cuck, a rat cuck. At the request of many, I will be reviewing the case of a U.S. military hero, Major Matt Goldstein, who is charged with murder. He could face the death penalty from our own government after he admitted to killing a terrorist bomb maker while overseas. You know, I'm not sure if this is the same story that I was following because I forgot the gentleman's name. But guys, when you look up, there was a Navy veteran who, I believe it was Navy, who had the same thing happen to him. And his house had a raid on it where they took his kids and wife out of the home. His kids were in their underwear in a no-knock raid. But that was a Navy individual. Same story. He shot and killed a terrorist over there, but then they're questioning the legitimacy of that kill, and now they're trying to destroy his life and put him behind bars. But I think that's a different guy than what Trump was tweeting about. I'm sorry, I just got handed these tweets. I didn't do my due diligence on that, but there's that. All right, here's another one. Judge Ken Starr, former Solicitor General and independent counsel, just stated that after 2 years, there is no evidence or proof of collusion, and further, that there is no evidence that there was a campaign financing violation involving the president. Thank you, Judge Ken Starr, again from President Trump on Twitter. But you just have to go back and learn how this whole thing began to see that it was fraudulent from the beginning. It was the excuse they did in hindsight to the illegal spying on the Trump campaign. And then you even have the undercover tapes from a Van Jones, a big Democrat strategist operative on CNN, saying, yeah, Russian collusion is fake news. We know it's fake news. We do it for ratings and to destroy Trump. Those are Van Jones' words, not mine. And I like Van Jones. Now, his politics are crazy, but he's a good guy. Donald Trump, the Democrats' policy of child separation on the border during the Obama administration was far worse than the way we handle it now. Remember the 2014 picture of children in cages, the Obama years. However, if you don't separate, far more people will come. Smugglers use the kids. And then they use what happens to all these thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people, and they pick the worst cases, which is their fault. They're the ones that choose to come on this journey. I mean, there's old stories, people going to Ellis Island and dying. I mean, so it's not good, but it's been going on for years, and then they just take all of it, and then they somehow put it on Trump as if it's his fault. But again, it shows you the power of the media to take a picture from 2014 and then even use that to destroy Trump, and they will never blame Obama for anything that happened during the Obama years. So it's like anything bad that happened during the Obama years is somehow Trump's fault, and anything good that happens in the Trump years is Obama's fault. Isn't that just classic? But again, that's the power of the media. Now, here's the big one. The Russian witch hunt hoax started as the insurance policy long before I even got elected. It's very bad for our country. Yeah, the insurance policy against their illegal spying, ladies and gentlemen. Total criminal acts of treason. They are entrapping people for misstatements, lies, or unrelated things that took place many years ago. Nothing to do with collusion. A Democrat scam. A persecution of the president, says Daniel Henninger of the Wall Street Journal. Thank you. People are starting to see and understand what this witch hunt is all about. Jeff Sessions should be ashamed of himself for allowing this total hoax to get started in the first place. Again, quoting from that story, it looks here as though General Flynn's defenses are incidental to something larger, which is for the prosecution to figure out if it can find a path to Donald Trump without quite knowing what the crime might be. It stops looking like a prosecution and looking more like a persecution of the president. So that is just President Trump on Twitter today. But of course, that's what it was. That was it from the very beginning. Show me the man and I'll find the crime. And Bob Mueller, ladies and gentlemen, you look at the crimes that that guy has been involved with covering up over at the FBI. I mean, my God. Think what you want about what happened on 9/11. Mueller was at the FBI. Think about what you want about Jeffrey Epstein, Pedophile Island, and the deals that they reached for him to basically get no punishment. You know who was at the FBI when that was all going on? Bob Mueller. How about that Hillary Clinton Russian Uranium One deal? Who oversaw that? Who got that deal done? Russian collusion? That's Bob Mueller. The deep state mule, the deep state cover-up boy, the president now of the deep state, the leader of the deep state, the total criminal scumbag out to get President Trump. So, when we come back, we've got the phone lines working. So I'm going to go to your phone calls, folks, when we come back. What a time to be alive. A new age for humanity awaits. Will it be freedom, prosperity, or will it be oppression and slavery? The choice is ours. But only if we choose to make it, not have someone else make it for us. We'll be right back.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
I gotta tell you something that actually really infuriates me. Because it just shows how ridiculous our modern culture is. I've got this video clip here. Guys, just roll the B-roll. I'm gonna take your call, so I'm not gonna play the clip. But officials move nativity scene after receiving complaints for the first time in 40 years. It's a nativity scene in Oregon. It's been out there for 40 years. It's a town tradition. And now, of course, triggered crybaby diaper-wearing leftists are triggered by it and have called in and complained, and now it has to be moved. Okay, well, you know what? Here's my beef. It just shows you how far we've come, how far we've fallen, really, and how corrupt our own priorities are and our own thought process are, that will do anything. People in this country will do anything to stop a nativity scene from being on public property because they don't want Jesus to be affiliated with the government. But they'll openly push for Planned Parenthood funding. You see what I'm saying here? And most people will hear me say that and say, what's wrong with that, Schroyer? What do you complain about? Of course, yeah, you fund Planned Parenthood. You don't put Jesus Christ on a nativity scene out in public. What's wrong with you? Well, what's wrong with me is that my priority is to not fund abortion. See? And then if you want to have some debate because you don't like a nativity scene on public property, that's fine. But you know what? That nativity scene ain't killing nobody. Planned Parenthood is killing millions with your money. So it's like protect Planned Parenthood at every cost. You're bad if you say anything negative about Planned Parenthood. Oh, but that nativity scene must be removed. Do you see how bass-ackwards that is? Do you see how insane we've become here? That is nuts. But I'm going to stop right there and start taking phone calls. Let's go to David in New York, who has an interesting topic here. Go ahead, David.
Good evening, Owen. How you doing?
Doing just fine.
Yeah, and actually what you just described is part of my point that I talked to before with your person there. My concern about the Mueller investigation and the whole system of communication that communicates to the public, the news media, and such like, is it could be one big giant psyop to break down our psyche so that we hear the ridiculous legal arguments. There's nothing to this case. It's so ridiculous that the common person with a simple understanding of what is right and wrong could see that there's nothing there. And they just keep beating us down. And I think my concern is, Owen, and I want to hear your point on this, is this designed just to break us down, make us complicit, non-resistant, conformist to
their
agenda?
Let me ask you a question because it'll be easier for me to answer just based on where you're coming from. Are you insinuating that Trump is part of this PSYOP or no?
I should have made that clear because I told your screener that. But I am a Trump supporter, and I proudly still have his sign that I had in my home here at Little Falls, New York, right down in the cellar, and I'll break it out again in 2020. But I think that he's limited because he could be even, and again, I don't think on his own, but he could have gotten into a system and realized how big this thing is. He can't even fight it.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, this is not a knock on Trump. I would imagine anybody, you become president, you learn a lot of things that you couldn't even have imagined. But I remember when it all first started to say the only option here, basically you want to boil Trump down to a binary. You say either he's the greatest thing to happen in America's modern history, or it is all a psyop and he's controlled opposition just like many other Republicans before him. However, having to understand that, weigh that, and measure that, you look at the media response, you look at the desperation from the Democrats, you look at globalism failing worldwide, and you realize that, no, this is the real deal. Trump is the real deal. Now, there's a frustration because he goes on Twitter and is great on Twitter, but where's the action? Where's the shutdown of the Mueller probe? Where's the arrest of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama? Where is the shutdown of the southern border? You know, so there is frustration there. So, but then you have to wait and say, okay, is Trump waiting to do this? Is he going to drop the hammer on these people? Well, really, we only are going to find out when he's out of office. But as far as the question is concerned, David, 110% it's a psyop. Because just look at what it's done. I did the whole segment, I think first segment this hour, showing all the news stories, talking about, it's been for 2 years. Trump's presidency's in trouble. Mueller getting ready to drop the hammer. It's all a psyop. It's a psyop to destroy President Trump. It's a psyop to keep this country divided. It's a psyop to act like everything Trump is doing, which is helping the country, is not actually helping the country. It's a psyop to act like Trump is unpopular, even though if they treated him fairly, he'd be the most popular president in U.S. history. So it is definitely 100% a psyop. And my truly evaluated, weighed opinion, Trump is not involved in it. Now, do I wish Trump would do more? Of course I do. But I'm going to wait for my final analysis on that until he's out of office. David?
Okay. Am I still with you, Owen?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. One follow-up on that. Firstly, I believe in Trump. And I want anybody to hear my voice as a common person out there that even if he is overwhelmed and can't do much. He's so much better than the other choices. So I'm going to stand with him. I'm going to be a loyalist and a patriot with him. But I think we got to look at what he does with this investigation and what he does with, we know, as clear-thinking people, that the crimes that were committed by Comey, by Mueller, and by the Clintons, and all of, and Obama, and he needs to just do it and go for it. And if he doesn't, oh, it's going to be so hurtful. So, so disappointing because it breaks down our ability to have confidence and hope that the rule of law and what is right, it, that this...
No. It'll be a crushing blow. You're 100% right. It would be a crushing blow. Now, that's not to say it could be a devastating blow. I mean, we'd have to pick ourselves up off the mat, but it would definitely be a crushing blow.
We can't let it kill us, though, Owen. We can't put all of our cards with the press.
Well, here's what you realize, David. Here's what you realize. Resistance is the only victory. That's honestly what it comes down to.
We can't give up, no matter what. We got to keep pressing on to get our country back and get our foundation
back. But you know what? And David, thank you so much for that great call. And here's the next level to this, too, that we tend to forget about because everything's become so political and it's so desperate and obvious what's going on with the politics. You know, Trump could do everything we wanted him to do, break up big tech, arrest deep state actors, do whatever, you know, do it all. If we roll out this 5G technology, it won't even matter. We'll all be dead in 100 years. So you got to think about that. All right, let's take a call from Mark in California. Go ahead, Mark.
First of all, I'd like to say if Mueller and crew are listening, that the Lamb of God is watching you and he's going to get you. Now, George Norrie on Coast to Coast not long ago, just a few days ago, interviewed Jerome Corsi, and I'd highly recommend that you interview Corsi because Mueller, you know, he's had a long history. Lyndon LaRouche, he put him in prison for nothing. And we really need to get on Jerome Corsi again because he told George a couple days ago, he said, man, if I have to rot in prison, I'm not going to lie to him. I'm not going to lie. And these people, you know, it is important also for the worker bees like you and me, or not you, but like me and David, to get out there and talk to people about InfoWars. He was taken off of KOMY 1340 shortly after you, in June, and we're on. And this is not good, but still, God works in mysterious ways. And as worker bees, which are the greatest communicators there are, by the way, we can just talk to strange people.
Well, and let me tell you something, Mark. I'm so glad you said this, and I'm sorry to cut you off, but you've touched on something that's so key that I don't even do a good job plugging. I started InfoWars Army, and then I launched InfoComs, which is a forum for people that are InfoWars listeners, Alex Jones fans, to go communicate, to organize. There's people that have utilized this and organized marches, organized sign holds over bridge, organized protests. I've met these people. So we have InfoComs, and I don't even market this. I got a quarter million unique views in the first month of InfoComs, and I don't even market it. That's the power of InfoWars Army. People want to communicate with one another and organize. So I created InfoComs. You go to InfoWarsArmy.com, click on the InfoComs link, and you can communicate. And that's how you can find other people to go out and do stunts. Go to, you know, if there's a ball game in town, go hold a sign. Try to get a sign on TV. Go speak at city council. Exactly. We have to get the truth out.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals.
This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
A federal judge has just ruled that Obamacare is illegal and unconstitutional. The Democrats are panicked about it. The media is panicked about it. And they're going to sit here and obviously say, oh, just get rid of Trump's killing Americans, federal judge killing Americans, saying Obamacare is legal. No, it was always illegal. It was always unconstitutional. And now Obama's legacy is just next to nothing. Obama's legacy is going to end up being starting racial strife in this country when it's all said and done. But let's go back out to the phone lines. Joe is calling in from Pennsylvania. Fire away, Joe. All right, Joe, anything else? Okay, let's go to Ryan in Missouri. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, Owen, how you doing?
Doing good. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I talked to Alex. I called in on the December 2nd show. I brought up the Nuremberg trial. I started reading by John Tusa and Ann Tusa. My big thing lately, what I've seen since Trump's been in office the past couple of years, is I'm a huge Trump supporter, by the way, it's the political correctness. And no matter what environment you're at, whether it's your work environment, whether, you know, you run to the grocery store, you know, I wear a Trump scarf. Just like the odd behavior from these people. I just don't understand it.
What part of Missouri are you in?
I actually live in Jefferson County, south of St. Louis.
Okay. You know, it's weird because, you know, I'm from St. Louis, but it's weird. Honestly, Missouri is like one of the least PC states. I mean, you know, at least from my experience there, people don't really seem to care that much. I guess
well, the
now
big thing we've been seeing, Owen, is I see a lot of red, but the red is it just seems in disguise with I'm not going to give no names, but there's a local media company here that my girlfriend works for, and just the thing with like we show them InfoWars and all the articles and just anything that's nothing to do, you know, we're the deep state. They mentioned in 5G, you know, topics that actually matter.
Right. They don't want to see. That's what it is. There's this fear created in the media where you don't want to talk about conspiracy theories because you don't want to be,
correct,
you know, branded with that group of people.
Exactly. And it's just getting old. It's just old. It's, you know, and I've woken up a lot of my family members, a lot of friends. You know, my grandfather was actually a grassroots Democrat, and it's just stuff changed over the years. It's just unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know?
Yeah. Oh, I know. Well, shout out to Jeffco. Thank you for calling in, Ryan.
Thank you.
And I just feel like, again, it's like, why are people so, see, that again, it's all the power of the media. Why would you be so offended because someone is wearing a Trump scarf? Like, that's on you, man. Like, you're the mentally deranged one. Why does that trigger you? Because you have been programmed by propaganda in the media. Let's go to Jim calling in from Texas. Go ahead, Jim.
All right, 3 points. One, the next time you guys have a rally, you might want to think about having everyone wear yellow vests. Maybe you even want to wear one on the show to show solidarity with those guys. Your thoughts?
Interesting. A yellow vest march in America to show solidarity to France. I think that is a good idea.
A second, consider the idea, it's known that at least five foreign entities hacked Hillary's servers.
Right.
Consider the fact that there never was a Dem server hack. The whole thing was a red herring because they knew that these emails were out there.
Well, hold on. Let's be clear about this. Podesta was a victim of a phishing attack. That means he clicked on an email link that allowed somebody to get into all of his systems. I believe it was the DNC and or the DCCC that was an inside job with someone taking everything off of that onto a physical hard drive and then passing that off. So you're right. The only hacking victim here, if you want to say victim, and it's really just a Hillary Clinton pay-for-play program, the only hacking that we ever saw was actually into Clinton's illegal private email server.
And that's what never gets talked about because that's what the whole thing was about, distracting from her, right? To have them be the fall, have the Dem DNC server be the fall guy for the whole story. That's what it was about. And then like the idea of the Tokyo Rose label, put that on the Dem media, right? Because even though a lot of the so-called younger generation won't understand, it shows what they're doing.
Well, and the only hesitation I would have is that we haven't had the victory yet. I mean, when Tokyo Rose is on air, it's pretty much over. We haven't had the total victory yet, you know, but it's the same vein where the globalists are being defeated, the deep state is being defeated, but the media and all the hype tries to pretend like, oh, it's Trump that's going down. I'm telling you, you watch any late night, quote unquote, comedy show, SNL, these late night leftist news broadcasts, They are telling their audience that Trump is going down. I mean, they are literally trying to propagandize their audience to think that Trump is going to be in jail now. I mean, that's how far it's gone, Jim.
Well, no, here's how far it's gone. Trump is in trouble now because of this whole Space Force thing, because they figured out he's in collusion with the Martian. Glad you laughed. Have a good day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jim. Let's go to Joe in Indiana. Did we lose Joe, actually? Let's go to Gerald in Arkansas. Go ahead, Gerald.
Yeah, can you hear me, Owen?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, look, I'm agreeing with what all you've been covering quite a bit here on Mueller. What Trump is fails to get is that he's got to take action and attack. Why don't he appoint Larry Klayman as the special prosecutor to go after the deep state?
Well, I certainly don't have the answer to that.
I do know that Klayman has suggested a grand jury against Mueller. Klayman is now working on behalf of Jerome Corsi and has sued Robert Mueller for $158 million or $258 million.
See, he's an outsider, but all these other people that Trump appoints are insiders.
Well, look, that right there is the key. President Trump has so many rats working inside his administration that, you know, I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Think about this. What started this all? When he appointed Jeff Sessions, what a total farce.
Well, Sessions ended up getting basically blackmailed out of power.
Well, Trump didn't vet him very well, did he?
Well, I mean, look, I'm not going to argue with you, but
he waited too long. Whenever he said he was recusing himself, that he should have got with the program and saw, look, these guys are serious. They want to charge me with colluding with the Russians. He just doesn't seem to get the depth of the crookedness that we're dealing with here, man.
Well, look, I think Trump does understand it, and he doesn't even show his hand, quite frankly, and that's just been a Trump tactic for a long time. I'm not disagreeing with you.
That is showing his hand. He's reacting instead of being proactive.
I'm not disagreeing with you. Like I said, I'm willing to wait until Trump's out of office to analyze how he's really handling all the deep state.
But what's that going to do for us now?
I'm not disagreeing. Look, if Hillary Clinton doesn't end up behind bars, then everything's a failure to me.
Fired all those people, but why aren't they in jail? Remember the FBI?
This is treason. Gerald, here's the thing. You're preaching to the choir, and this is the key. And this is why... Look, President Trump is doing a great job. I fully support him. I love him for everything he's done. But we do have to be careful not to put all of our eggs in the Trump basket, because at the end of the day, Trump is going to be out of office. And if these people are still, you know, corrupting D.C. in this world, then we got to continue to take action. So we can't let Trump either be the be-all, end-all. Exactly, Gerald. We have to stay focused and hold whoever gets elected next feet to the fire, including who we just elected, President Trump. Anything else?
Now, if you don't do it now, Owen, it's going to be too late. I'm just telling you because I know what prophecy says. We're in the end time, man.
Well, it doesn't have to be the end time, but we're definitely in a turning of the age. It's biblical. It's astrological. Anybody who studies it knows it.
That's a fact.
And so the question becomes, when we turn this new age, is it going to be oppression and slavery, or is it going to be independence and sovereignty?
God's government under Jesus Christ. That's what the book of Revelation tells you if you ever read it.
Well, I don't know if we're going to see the revelation, there's no doubt that will be the day.
Is right around the corner, buddy.
All right, Gerald. Thank you so much. That does it for the Alex Jones Show today. Thanks to everybody that tuned in. I don't know, America. Is it justice be done? May the heavens fall, or do we just continue to live in a silicon world with a facade in front of our faces? Or will we take action, take our sovereignty and our independence back? Alex Jones will be back tomorrow. Infowars.com/show. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.